All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard here. Fox Sports On the Road. Michael Cohen here with you, and we have a very special guest. Not often we go into the music realm, obviously being a sports station, but we're going to make an exception because we have not only an individual who is a rising recording artist, but he's a former baseball player as well. So welcome aboard, Brian Ruby, who is going to be heading to the Somerset Patriots on June 18th. You'll be singing the national anthem there, correct?
Yes, sir. How's it going?
Awesome, awesome.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so you were a college, I was looking you up, you were a college baseball player. You played first base at Binghamton University, rather. And then you had a short minor league career, and you were a pretty good hitter. So I'm thinking, how does somebody who was a good college player and had a start at indie ball transition into music? Go ahead and tell us about that.
Yeah, like growing up on the ball field, there's always country music on, like at these different games and different tournaments. So I just kind of got into it and started to bring my guitar on road trips and stuff. And here we are and made the move down to Nashville. And now I'm doing it for real. You know, I hung up my spikes. Baseball is still very much a part of me. You know, that's where I grew up. And baseball has my heart, but music is where I'm headed. And it's always cool to, like, get to come back onto the ball field and do events, like, with the Patriots. And it's always, like, a fun night and just a great trip for me.
Absolutely. Now, before we talk about the event with the Patriots, you are from this area. Just tell us some more about yourself growing up, you know, around baseball and then also around music.
Yeah. So I grew up, like, you know, splitting time between those two things. Like, I would play an instrument and then go on the ball field. And my dad's a high school baseball coach back home. Mm-hmm. So there was always a lot of sports around and going to Phillies games growing up. And at the old Veterans Stadium and learning how to keep a scorebook and then Citizens Bank Park. And, that was a big part of my childhood. So definitely, like, getting to come back up here and be home for a couple of days. I played a music show in New York on Friday night, and now I'm doing the Patriots thing tonight. So it's a great opportunity to, like, get back to the area and do some stuff and have fun.
Absolutely. So what's bringing you to the Somerset Patriots to sing the national anthem here this evening?
Yeah, so tonight's Pride Night. So I do a lot of work supporting a charity called Proud to Be in Baseball, which is a nonprofit organization that I co-founded back in 2021. And it's a great organization. We try to go to as many Pride Nights and as many different events in baseball as we can, just kind of promoting that and promoting the fact that we think that baseball should be for everybody. You know, we know that the Patriots have done an awesome job at opening up the doors of the stadium to all different kinds of people and creating, like, a supportive environment for people there. And so tonight is just a great opportunity to come back to the area, and we're going to raise some money for a good cause. And I know that the New Jersey Pride Chamber of Commerce will be there too, so we're big fans of them. And it's just going to be a fun night at the ballpark.
Awesome. Now, is this your first time coming to Somerset? Or sounds
second
like
time.
Second time. Okay.
We were there last year.
Okay,
tell me about this time.
Tell me about that experience. What was that like last year?
That was cool. You know, it was a great stadium, super chill, fun, family-friendly atmosphere, and just a great place to watch a ball game. So I really enjoyed coming here for the first time, like, last year, and I know that there's quite a lot of talent there on that team. So it's cool to see the guys, you know, who are developing and you know, maybe keep tabs on their careers and see him in the big leagues one day.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot of guys moving up to the majors with the Yankees right now as we speak. They're incredible right now. They must have just changed the name from the New York Yankees to Somerset Yankees. Why not? So
yeah, right.
But you said that you've been going around the country, you know, not just on your music tour, but also around different stadiums.
Yes, sir.
For your charity. Just tell us more about what stadiums, whether it be indie ball, affiliated, Major League Baseball, that you've hit.
Yeah, so I released a a project. It's an EP called Diamonds Are Forever last year, and I went on what I called my baseball country tour, which was just basically going back into that ballpark environment that I grew up in, and was welcomed back by a lot of teams and got to do the national anthem, just saying take me out to the ball game, God Bless America, or a pregame or postgame concert. And I got to do it at the Dodger Stadium for the Giants, the Mets, the Orioles, the Braves, the Pirates, and a whole bunch of minor league teams. And Somerset was one of those teams. And even though I'm not really on that tour officially anymore this year, it was still really cool to come back here and get the invite. And all of the work that I was doing around that and that we're still doing is supporting that charity, Proud to Be in Baseball. So I'm trying to raise as much money as I can. And it's just a good tie-in for me to be able to support something that I care deeply about, and also have a lot of fun and get to come back and be on the ball field again.
Awesome. Now, I saw that you played in 6 different countries.
Yes, sir.
Because I always hear these stories about guys that go to Korea, they go to South America, play winter ball. Where did you go?
Yeah, so I went down to I went south to play winter ball, and I was in Guatemala City for a season. That was fun. I've been to Cuba as well. Got to coach with my dad. He's a high school coach. We did a little trip down there and got to coach a youth team one winter, which was really fun. Just a new experience. I've also been over to Europe playing ball, played in Germany for a little bit and independent leagues here in the U.S. So kind of just like a journeyman guy. And there's a reason I'm a singer now, not a ball player. But it was a whole lot of fun just getting to lace up the spikes. And, maybe I didn't make it to the big leagues, but I feel like I am contributing in a different way in the baseball community and helping out Proud to Be in Baseball, the charity. And it's really just a blessing to be able to still be involved in the sport in some way.
Yeah, I mean, so any which way you can contribute to the game, doesn't matter how you do it, whether it's on the field, off the field, or in some way, you're always involved in the game in no matter what.
Yeah.
Tell us more about, you become a rising recording artist. Your iTunes, your songs on iTunes have been, top 25 in country. I think I saw it was number 16. Just tell us more about your career in country music. How did that get started, and where is it now?
So I moved to Nashville about 4.5 years ago, and I would just go out every night to the different bars and stuff and try to meet the singers. And I would ask them about what they're going to release coming up, if they have singles or albums, and what kinds of songs they wanted. And I would try to write songs with them and or for them that could fit on those records. And then I sort of did that for a while and got about 25 or 30 of my songs recorded by different country singers. And now I'm just releasing songs of my own. So I felt like I had a bunch of songs that I had written that felt more like me than anybody else. And so I decided, you know what? I can do this too. Why not? Like, just go for it.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to lose. It's an uphill battle. It's quite a lot like baseball. It's quite a lot like the guys who are grinding their way through the minor leagues. Like playing, it's the same thing for me, playing bars, playing different spots, going on the road. Last year I did over 100 gigs on the road, and a lot of them in just small places, small bars or opening for different smaller artists, and just getting out there, keep showing up, keep singing, and it's like that Bob Seger song, Turn the Page.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one night after another and trying to build a career. So,
Was there any music artist that you followed at the time when you were, getting this going, that you would try to, I don't want to say imitate, but you tried to, I guess, pattern a little bit after?
I'm a country guy, so I always looked up to Eric Church, Tim McGraw, Kenny Chesney. I love, just the fun party vibe, but also if you really look behind those lyrics, they're meaningful. So that's the same thing with me. Like, my new song is called Return a Ring. It's kind of like a breakup jam. Like, it's sad, but it's also like, all right, we're moving on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to wallow in this. We're going to sort of move on. And it's all on a new project that's called Lost on Me. And the EP is called Found and Lost, which comes out in about 6 weeks. So we got new music on the horizon, and it's all modeled after that. I want to be somebody. I know that, like Kenny Chesney was just in the area on a big stadium tour. And I want to be, that's like the goal one day is to be able to have songs that can really blast.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the Heartbreak Project right now is a little bit more touchy-feely, which is goes with the subject, but I do have some songs, like a song called Left Field, yeah, and a song called Baseball Country for the sports crew that is really just upbeat rockin' stadium country.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, when I get to go to stadiums like tonight, hopefully they'll play those songs like during the in between the innings, and we've had a couple hitters who have picked some of my songs as walk up songs too, like that Baseball Country song,
mm-hmm,
where it's like "Welcome to Baseball Country" is the tagline. So it's really cool getting to because I was a baseball player and grew up loving that environment, and to get to go back and hear my song and feel like I'm involved in that, but in a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned Tim McGraw. I mean, his father was Tug McGraw.
Tug McGraw,
the Phillies,
yeah,
and the Mets. There you
yes,
go.
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good genes.
Exactly. As far as this tour is concerned, this is the Heartbreak Tour. You're in the middle of it right now.
Yeah.
Just tell us about I see you've been different places in Nashville, and also you've been at the Mercury Lounge in New York City. You're going to the Patriots here this evening.
Yes, sir.
What's next for you on this tour?
Yeah, so I'm on a 11-city Heartbreak Tour right now, and we're right in the middle of it. Like you said, played New York this weekend, doing the Patriots thing tonight. It was going to be at the stadium in a couple hours, and then headed back south this weekend for a couple festivals, but there's a whole second half of the tour that we're going to announce real soon, so I'll be right back in the area in about 2 or 3 months, so I'm looking forward to that. You'll have to check it out and just follow me on social media. My username is Brian Ruby Official. It's Brian with a Y, Ruby with a Y, and we're going to be announcing those shows real soon, so come on out and check out some country music.
There you go. For those who are maybe not familiar with your songs, where can they find your songs, and what does it sound like?
Yeah, everywhere you can get it. It's upbeat, it's fun, you know, it's rockin' country, and it's a good time. Perfect for the summertime, beach, barbecue, that type of thing, ballpark. Mm-hmm. And you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube Music, SoundCloud, Pandora, Deezer. I'm missing a few. Amazon Music, or just Google it. Anywhere you get it, it's Brian Ruby, Brian with a Y, Ruby with a Y. And I hope y'all like the songs.
Awesome, man. That was awesome.
Thank you.
All right, Brian Ruby, thank you so much for joining us here in Fox Sports.
All right. Thank you very much.